105.7 KPMX. It's 9:24 already. I'm sorry, kids. Leon and I got to talk instead of Tiff, and it's just what happens.
That's right.
Leon Midkiff, Tiffany Storch. Of course, we're talking Hospice of the Plains. Welcome. And we're going to start with you, young lady, because it's been so long. All right, how's that?
That sounds fine.
All right, fine. First of all, Hospice of the Plains, just the work you do is enough to bring you through the door, in my opinion.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we should be shining a light on your good works. But today we get to talk about this this brand new facility.
Yes. So we are officially open at 302 North 9th Avenue. We have been since about February. Still some finishing touches going on at the facility, but we are having an open house on November 1st. From 2 to 5, we are going to do our ribbon cutting around 2:30 to kind of christen the new building and say it is official with the chamber. And then we're just really excited. You know, it's a great facility for us. It gave us some room to grow, which we're consequently outgrowing already. Yes, that's what happens. You know, you get more closet space, and so I've got to fill it. Just ask my husband. So I think, though, the main thing is that we could not have done and purchased a building and kind of put roots down without our communities, their support, our physicians, and other facilities who give us those referrals. And then, of course, our community is entrusting us with the care of their loved ones and friends.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's you guys have one of the toughest jobs on the planet.
Yeah.
But you're populated by such beautiful, caring human beings that it's so easy to talk about hospice. At least it is for me. As I meet you and your staff, it becomes very easy to talk about even the work that you do, which is seeing people's transition through the end of their life.
Correct.
Now, this big open house is a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Moses.
I know.
That's rushing at you like an airbag. And you sort of alluded to my very first question was going to be, since you've got the new facility and it's finally almost completely finished, what has that allowed you to expand on?
So, as most everyone listening knows, we went through an expansion into Nebraska. So we are actually servicing about 16 counties in southwestern Nebraska. And then, of course, our standard 7 here in Colorado. I do say that Colorado's counties are a little bit bigger than Nebraska's. So nothing bad about that, but I mean, just for comparison. But by having the building, it's actually allowed us to expand on our outreach to community members. It's allowed us to, of course, put those roots down so we're not in a lease type situation or moving locations. But furthermore, it's really allowed us to become more of our own team internally and have those shared spaces, which we really haven't had. So, you know, for the first time ever, we got excited over having a small conference room, which to people listening, they're probably like, really? You know, and a kitchen, like, of our own. And we got really excited. And then even, like, you know, we, at the previous place that we were, we had to share bathrooms, so with other tenants. And that's exciting for us, too. I'm like, these are things that, you know, I think maybe other people take for granted. But we are just excited to put our name on it. It's ours. It is, you know, reinvesting into our own organization through, again, the help of the community and those that have backed hospice, and then, of course, those that we have been able to and honored to have served.
What's next?
Oh, gosh. How much time do we got?
About a half hour. I mean, we'll take a couple of breaks in there,
right.
Let you catch your breath. But I mean, I know you guys have got a lot of big plans.
We do, yeah. So we have some exciting news I don't want to share quite yet. We'll have to come back on for that.
Okay.
But it is today. We're doing some big things today. So after this, we actually have another appointment. And so we want to come back on and be able to share that with you. But we are in the expansion mode, if that makes sense. And it's not just hospice. So nice. More to come. Yep. What we want to do is to bridge the gap in rural healthcare, especially the outpatient setting, you know, those in-home type of services. We have a great communities that we, you know, provide care in. And so it's just building those relationships, collaborating together to meet the patient's needs, and then delivering the care, you know, safely in home. Because, you know, there is a push right now to do more in home, you know, services.
Yeah. When, and you did bring that up too earlier when you said, here in Sterling, Hospice of the Plains has many offices in Northeast Colorado, right?
We have two.
Yep. Oh, so just the two?
Just the two. We have a workstation kind of in Brush. It's more of like a closet storage. But yeah, so we've got Sterling is the main office. Then we've got Ray, which is our satellite office. And then we've got, of course, our Nebraska office. So
all right.
In the region, so to speak, that we serve, you know, we've got a good office locations, but more to come.
It's, you know, expanding interstate interests me. Was that a complicated process?
Yes.
Because this is healthcare.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, nothing's easy in healthcare.
No.
It still can be complicated. So Colorado and Nebraska are not reciprocal states. So we had to get an entirely different license and accreditation survey. And it was basically like starting over.
Wow.
We are the same organization. So we were able to carry our name and, you know, everything else that kind of came along with it.
Nice.
You know, it's a proud moment for us, but it was a lot of work. It took over a year and a half to get through all the red tape and the delays. I love the calls when they're like, I'm not quite sure. And I'm like, oh, that's comforting. You know, I'm calling you for answers and you're not quite sure. So I'm not sure either. Where do we go from here?
What do we do next?
I know. Right. But yeah, it was definitely, a learning opportunity for those of us in the organization. And we are actually, very proud of how far we've come. So far there is more to come though.
I know that volunteers are a gigantic part of your mission. So how was volunteering? How is volunteering up in Nebraska? How is it working here in Colorado as well?
I'll pass to Leon.
All right, Leon.
He's the volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
It's going good. We're always pushing for more volunteers in each area because I don't ever like to pull people like away from the area. Nobody wants to travel 200 miles to go help people out.
Except for those of us that work hospice.
Yeah, like, I mean, sometimes we have to. If we don't get the volunteers, we like our staff will always go and show up where we're needed. Like yesterday, I just got back from Sydney meeting with some volunteers up there as well. So we do have some ideas and some people kind of like not covering for staff, but helping out and covering the areas that we need a little bit of help on. Always pushing for more though. If anybody ever does want to help us or volunteer for the organization, whether it be helping around the office, going in and seeing patients, nothing medical, but they are allowed to sit with them, give maybe whomever is taking care of the people, maybe give them a little bit of respite,
right?
Just some time to relax, just to sit with the patients, talk with them. There's also plenty to do at the office. There's plenty to do at our other offices.
Just a little bit. All right. So, and that's a good point. When you think of hospice care, you think with about either respite care for the family, giving them a break, or being the family there, being or acting as family. But there's so much more. If that is something that you don't think you can do or handle, hospice has got a job for you, got a volunteer job for you. And students, it looks really good on your resumes to volunteer for organizations like this. I hope that doesn't cheapen what we're talking about, but that's
oh, something. Never. It's always good. It's good for you to volunteer, and it's good for us for you to volunteer.
Right, yeah. Good. All right, so am I to assume then, or presume that you're, because you never make a pre out of you and someone else. So I presume instead of assume.
Okay. Yeah.
Just brief aside. Presume then that you are calling for volunteers.
Always. I would love to see some more volunteers. If you want to get a hold of us, you can call our office at what's the number?
970-526-7901.
Perfect. Thank you.
I should.
And it's the numbers I get hung up on.
Me too. I get them transposed because our phone number is 521 and very similar to your last four. So I'm not even going to say it right now. 7901. 526-7901. Don't forget that 970 area code.
Yep.
All right. What else are we talking about today?
And what do we have?
So we actually, let me move this.
All right.
These microphones.
That's my fault.
No, it's okay. It's all right. So we actually wanted to come on, especially me. I want to say a huge thank you to our team at Hospice of the Plains. I want to give a shout out to all of our team members over the radio and congratulate them on a deficiency-free Medicare state survey. So just to put it in perspective, there are about 80% of all hospices that get at least one deficiency tag nationwide. And so that is a broad statistic, but only 17% every 3 years, because it is an every 3 year occurrence. Only 17% or less can boast and tout a deficiency-free Medicare state survey. So we are one of those.
So you've had your Medicare state survey.
Yep.
And rather than say, well, this is just a tool to help us get better, you're going to say, we didn't get a single deficiency.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is.
17%.
Less than 17% nationwide.
Wow. Yeah. That's outstanding.
I know.
What do you attribute that to?
I have an amazing team. I cannot do. Yep. We all come together where one person may not be as strong, another person is. So we really work together. The team mentality, we just have a great group of clinicians and those that actually are out in the field taking care of the patients. And then our support team, office team, everyone, we all just kind of, you know, strive to go above and beyond. And I think that, you know, through our actions and through our follow through, you know, striving to meet all of the regulatory, which can be a lot in healthcare and hospice specifically, they did an outstanding job. And I am proud. I was so proud when we got that. At first, it took him saying it twice, because I was sitting in the conference room with everybody and all of us just kind of stared at him like, yeah, that's great. And I don't think it really resonated with us.
Do you think he was waiting for a bigger reaction
he
from
us? Yeah. So then the other surveyor.
We just didn't know how to react.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So the other surveyor, her name was Toya, Mark and Toya. They were great. But he said it and she goes, wait, I think we need to pause a second and really just have him re-say that. And I'm like, oh, because, you know, you expect them to say, okay, here's where, you know, you guys can really do
and
better.
She wanted us to celebrate it and we just weren't.
We had no idea what to do. So yeah, I think, and then she finally said, you know, can you say it again? And he did. And so then Tammy, oh, I love Tammy, Tammy Futch, she's been with the organization for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So forever. But she got up and she was like, whoa. Like in the middle of the conference room. Yeah, our first ever conference room, remember, you know? So she was dancing and stuff. And then all of us were like, oh my gosh, did he really just say that? And
it
really hit, yeah. So we have no deficiencies for the next 3 years, but the work doesn't stop. The team is already, you know, coming up with ideas and ways that we can still continue to, you know, improve on what we're doing. And again, it is a team effort.
And you do bring up a point.
Yeah.
The one constant that we have is that our lives will someday end.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you can't change and improve the way you deliver that end-of-life care.
Correct.
And so things don't just stay the same.
Correct.
And in this case, they just continually get better.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. Wowzers. That is the best news. I tell you what, I was so tickled to catch when you told me that news. I was just so tickled to, because I've seen firsthand the type of work and the type of people who are doing the work for hospice. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
I
just
think
awesome.
We would be a little remiss if we didn't mention the leadership that we have there, that she keeps us together and on task too. We love Tiffany.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So take a bow, lady. This is all for you. Here you go.
Well, that's for the team.
Yeah, I know. Blah, blah, blah. Team, team, team. They wouldn't be there without you, Tiff, and we all know it. So let's... I love making her blush. Thanks for helping me out, Leon. My guest in studio, Tiffany Storch and Leon Midkiff from Hospice of the Plains in Sterling. And as soon as you know, you get with me because we've got more news coming from hospice. Did we cover everything you wanted to cover?
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, today.
But watch this space for coming news on Hospice of the Plains. All I can say is you two keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.